Well, and you know, getting into the Texans here, you know, I think that in spite of what their record is, they've played very competitively. You know, in recent weeks, lost several real close games. Four-time game in Seattle. One-point game against Kansas City. Played Indianapolis. So, it's a good football team. They do a lot of things well. They got a lot of good players. Their offensive line's back intact. The quality receivers. Rams done a good job for them right in. Corian Daniels is, but it's another good player there. They're real good on defense. Disruptive linebackers are fast, make a lot of plays. Very good secondary. So, you know, it's a good, obviously, Leckler. Hunter's a big part. Really dangerous as a returner. So, they're strong in every area of the game. They've got a lot of good players, I think, talent and competitive position. This team's a lot more reflective of last year's record. This year's record, you know, been down there. That'll be a big challenge for us, too. So, a lot of work to do this week on them. And playing a good football team.
Good morning, Bill. Seems like pretty much every week this season with all your receivers, one game they have a huge impact, they get a lot of targets and snaps, and then the next game they might not be featured much, maybe not even play that much. Is that a reflection of whoever's playing well in practice that week, a matchup thing, or just is that how just the game unfolds sometimes?
Yeah, it's a function of, you know, the plays that are called. So, but we don't target anybody. All plays. Tom throws the ball where the best matchup is based on what the coverage dictates. We anticipate what they'll do. Maybe it turns out the way we anticipated, but there's more often than not we don't. So, you know, everybody's got to be alert. I need everybody available on the route, depending on how the coverage, what coverage we get, what our matchups are, and that's how it goes. As you know, it doesn't always go to the primary guy. You know, it looks on part of the pattern and cover goes somewhere else. So, you know, I think that the numbers are, I don't think you can, you know, pin it on the number you was targeted. Many times, but we'll look at a receiver, and if that receiver was open, that very would go, but if not, so, well, perception is that the guy who caught the ball is the guy, primary guy, off. We don't, we're going to target this guy.
And same kind of question for Jamie Collins. He hadn't been playing too much in recent weeks, and then he got a decent amount of snaps the other day. Was very active in the game plan. Was that a reflection of just how he's playing better in practice, or it was just a matchup you liked for that game specifically?
I think as I said last week, I think Jamie's really been improving through the course of the season and the game and defense. Again, you know, we have no problem with him on the field at all. Like what he does. Look what the other guys have done, too. We have pretty good depth at that position. Pretty high. And wait. Dean's done a good job for us. Chandler. So, and all those guys have a lot of course. Sometimes it's just a, you know, function of how things go in the game. Maybe a guy has a certain role. Talent, but like, that's a pass. Get a lot of confidence.
Bill, what do you remember about how that playing surface played last time you were down in 09? I know obviously you didn't play, but just from the players and any reason for concern there in terms of footing after what we saw in that game in 09?
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago, so you know, I'm sure that plenty of grass maintenance and upkeep. And so, we looked at the films and you know, what we'll do, we usually do on the road, you know, talk to most teams that have played there before in order to get the proper, you know, have the proper footwear option. Checked out the conditions
do you happen to see, like, when you watch it, like, the seams on the field? That sort of stood out to me when I was watching one of the recent games. It looked like a pretty decisive sort of patch there between, like, the middle of the field and the outside. I don't know if that stood out to you at all.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of discoloration, different colors, you know, on the surface. So, but, you know, again, I think that's normal anytime you play on a, you know, another field, especially one that you haven't been on prior to the game. That's one of the things you talk about is, you know, making sure that you go out there, walk the field, get familiar with the environment, the 40-second clock, the lights, or the wind conditions, whatever it happens to be, and then go out for pregame. You know, so when you go out for pregame, prepared for all those things, and go out there and pregame warm up, test it out, you test out your footing, you know, the lights or the sun or the wind conditions and various points of speed. That's part of the, you know, get familiar with the environment, the surroundings. You do that every week.
Stay with the players off and we heard you after the games today, you know, there might not be a single guy in that room who's at 100%. Have we reached the point of the season where management of repetition, their practice, and just the way that the guys take care of their body has really reached, you know, sort of the forefront and is as important perhaps as the actual on-field reps? I think mental reps are just as important as the physical stuff now.
Yeah, I think we're definitely at that point in the season. I think, to be honest with you, we've been there for a while too. And of course it varies with each individual player. So players are, you know, in a little different situation than others. But, you know, overall, when you look at the entire group of, you know, all the players on the team, there are a lot of them. You know, the individual coaches that coach the positions, you know, times will manage certain players, make sure that they get reps on plays that they need, maybe a new player, a new look, something a little bit different that's important compared to maybe other plays that we've done, you know, a large number of times against a similar look. That type of thing is done by these different coaches on a daily basis. Very important part of our preparation of players aren't really, not that they can't take every rep, but they need them to take every rep. And can another player take some steps? Guy's not playing as much. So those are decisions that the assistant coach substitute the players for practice, which plays to put them on, which plays not to have, you know, that type of thing. At the same time, you're trying to balance reps, execution, timing, and so forth. So it's there's a number of things involved there. But yeah, absolutely, rep managing players and their overall workload is important at this time of year. But I'd say it's been like that for a while here too.
Bill, obviously last week Denver's passing attack was the hot topic, and I'm sure a focus of your defense. So, and you held Peyton fairly in check. So do you take that into account when maybe you look at the rushing numbers that Denver generated and sort of take that with a grain of salt? Because overall as a defense, you had some success, or is stopping the run maybe based on the numbers last week cause for concern?
Well, we got to do a better job of the running game overall than we did last week. Question about that. I think we're going to win in games given up that kind of rushing priority. All of did a lot of play. We're fortunate. We're in a very close game. It could have gone either way. And those things could have led to our demise. But we've got to correct them. Got to do a better job. All of them do a better job of sending the run. Got to keep doing a better job defensively on third down. They're as good as what they need to be either. So it's good to win and feel good about the things that we did well, and we've got to keep doing those well, but we need to improve on, or they're definitely going to catch up to us, and they'll cost us.
Actually, about a year ago when Houston was coming here, they were 9-1 and rolling. Now, obviously, they've lost nine in a row. What does that say about the state of competition in the NFL?
Okay, well, as I just said, I think that this football team looks a lot like last year's football team. I mean, they're very, very good on defense. They have a lot of good players. They're very disruptive. They're fast. Their offensive line is, intact. It's really the same guys they had last year, with the exception of Caldwell. But, Brooks has obviously taken on a bigger role. They've added another quality receiver. This group looks, and going back and looking at last year's games, I mean, this group looks a lot like last year's. It really does. Over the whole, when you look at the entire team. We've been in a lot of games this year that could have gone either way. You say if we won all our close games, our record would be one thing. If we had won all our close games, our record would be a whole other thing. You could probably say that about most teams in the league. There's not too many teams that are, out there winning by, 21, 24 points every week. So I see them as a real good football team. They've obviously, had disappointing results on the record, but they're well coached. They have good players. They play hard. And they look very much like the team that we saw last year. So, I have a lot of respect for them. And I know the type of football they're capable of playing because they've played it on a weekly basis against the opponents that they've gone up against here recently. Seattle game, look at the Oakland game, look at the Kansas City game. Get right down the line. Arizona, there's another team that's playing well, Indianapolis. I mean, they took all those teams right down to the wire and had their chances. So, they're a player or two away from, I would say, breaking out and winning a whole bunch of games. They're going to win them, too. I mean, it's not, I don't think they'll turn out the way some of these have in the last 4 or 5 weeks. They're right there. One play, one call, one thing away from winning, and they're going to get those. It's a good football team.